sex can make a definite change in one's personality. In the case in point, it certainly seems to have been for the better. But to this young couple, it was frustrating, and they came to my office to more or less reassure themselves that what they were doing was a natural thing and not some deep, mysterious phenomenon that they could not understand. We will begin by letting Jim, in his own words, tell of the circumstances that brought about this change.
It was just one of those nights. You know the kind. I felt hotter than a fresh buck fox in a forest fire. What the hell? I hadn't had a piece of ass in 1 week, 2 days, 1 hour, and some few minutes. That was when I left Gene's apartment for the airport. I caught the 905 for Frisco with the sweat of our bodies still under my collar. We knew I would be gone for a couple of weeks, so we were taking advantage of every minute we could. We had screwed right up until the time the taxi had blown its horn, and all I could do was grab my clothes and run out the door. I finished dressing in the taxi. The company was sending me out there for management school. How the hell I ever got in management is beyond me. All I ever think about is fucking around. Of course, fucking around with the boss's daughter sort of helped. Anyway, here I was in Frisco a week later, in a hotel room, horny as hell. Damn, was I ever horny. I've never been in any town, anywhere, that I couldn't make out some way. But I'll be damned if I could here. I tried everything, in and out of every bar, night after night. Hell, I couldn't even find a decent whore. Well, really, I didn't look too hard. It just wasn't my bag. I paid for a piece of ass back in high school one time and didn't even get my rocks off then. Somehow, paying for it just took all the fun out of it. But as I was saying, here I was in this hotel room with my dick hard as a brick and my nuts feeling like they would burst any minute. So I ripped off my clothes, threw my ass on the bed, and politely started beating my meat. I had some nude pictures of a model, and she was looking better every minute. Oh, God, was she ever looking good. She was just beginning to come alive when...
What? Who the hell is that? What do you want?
It's the maid, sir.
Oh, maid my ass. Go away, the room's all right.
But, sir, I ain't cleaned your room yet. Mr. Jones will skin me alive if I don't ever get that thing done.
Oh, hell. Wait a damn minute. Well, well, what have we here? Come on in. You come right on in.
No, sir, I ain't coming in. You get you some clothes on.
Okay, just a minute, and I'll get in bed, and you can go right on with the rest of the room.
No, sir. Now, you get that thing covered up, while I have to call Mr. Jones in here.
What do you mean, my dick? All right, don't get excited. It won't bite much anyway. I'm in bed now, so you can come on in. Well, doctor, there I was, lying in bed with this beautiful young Negro girl cleaning the room. And the more I looked, the prettier she got. She was wearing one of those black silk French maid outfits with white lace on the sleeves and down the front. The black shimmering silk seemed as though it was alive and running its fingers up and down every inch of her beautiful tan body, and especially across those big bouncing breasts that pointed right up to her chin and over her well-rounded butt. As she bent over to pick up the trash can, the short dress came up just enough to reveal about 2 inches of the cheeks of her ass. I literally lost my breath for a minute. She didn't have on any panties. That did it. I just couldn't stand it anymore. Out of the bed I came with my dick in my hand and determined I was going to screw her one way or the other. So I quietly slipped up behind her while she was still bent over and pressed my tool up against the crack of that round, firm, beautiful ass.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Wonder what are you doing? Now get that thing away from me.
Come on, honey, quit running away. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Now, mister, you stop that foolishness. I ain't gonna do nothing like that. You're a white man anyhow. And besides, I'm a good girl.
I know you are. I know damn well you are. Come here, baby, and let me show you how good I am.
Oh, I I'm going to do it, mister. But, Lord, I can't help myself. Would you start rubbing and petting it like that? Oh, stop that now. Don't do that. Stop. Stop. Oh, Lord, don't stop.
That's the way, honey. Just relax. Get those clothes off and lay down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anything you say. But first, give me that big old hard dig. Oh, goddamn, give it to me. Here, baby, let me just kiss it a little bit.
God damn, that's good. I've never had a woman do that to me before. God, I can't stand it. Oh, suck it, baby, suck it. Baby, I'm coming. God, it feels good. Oh, I've come a gallon. Where in the hell did it all go?
Oh, shit, honey. I swallowed all that good stuff.
You mean it won't make you sick?
No, baby, that just makes me horny. You know, this is the first time I ever screwed a white man before.
Well, how'd you like it?
Well, I love the first part of it. But there's one question I want to ask you, honey. You ain't never fucked around much, have you?
Hell yes, I have. What'd you ask me that for?
Well, when I started giving you some head, I remember you said that was the first time you'd ever been sucked.
Well, I guess I did fuck up when I said that, all right. And you're right.
Oh, well, honey, there's nothing to be ashamed of. With a joint like you got, you ain't got a damn thing to be ashamed of. All you need is a little sex education. And I'm gonna be your teacher. Now, come on now. Lay back on your back. That's right. Now get that big old hard dick straight up in the air, darling. 'Cause I'm gonna ride your saddle, baby.
The next day I skipped school, and she spent the whole day in my room. The girl taught me more ways to fuck than I ever thought possible. But Mr. Johns, as she called him, fired her for not doing the other rooms, and I never saw her again. I guess it was best that I didn't, for she would have killed me in a few more days. A couple of nights after that, for some reason or the other, I opened the blinds on the rear window. The way the motel was laid out, I was looking straight into the rear window of another room. The blinds on that window were also open. On the other side of the room, I could see the back of a blonde as she sat at a dresser brushing her hair. The more I watched her stroke those beautiful waves, the more intrigued I became. I cut my lights off so that she could not see me watching her. The bed was between the dresser and the window. In a few minutes, she stood up and stretched lazily. God, was she ever beautiful. Ever so slowly, her hand reached for the top button of her negligee. Oh, my God, she was taking it off. One by one, she loosened the buttons, revealing more and more pink skin. When she finished with the buttons, she slipped the negligee off and let it fall to the floor. I thought I would die. Oh, my Lord, what pain. My dick was killing me. It finally dawned on me I was standing there trying to fuck the wall. I took off my shorts and started playing with my dick as I watched her play with her breast and run her fingers down that flat stomach until her little hand reached the curly hairs of her sweet, kissable cunt. Her fingers started moving in and out of it, and the faster it got, the more she wiggled and squirmed. It seemed as though I could almost hear her moaning. She sure was enjoying it. God knows I was. But there is only so much a man can stand. I jerked on a pair of slacks and a shirt as fast as I could and rushed out the door. In nothing flat, I was knocking on her door.
Yes, who is it? Give me a minute. You sure don't look like a gas man to me.
This was an emergency. I didn't have time to put on my work clothes. I just like to look around a minute. Say, you sure are pretty. You don't mind me saying so, do you?
No, I suppose not. Thank you. Are you really a gas man?
Well, to tell the truth, no. I saw you this afternoon, and I just had to meet you. I think you are about the prettiest thing I've seen in a long time. I hope you don't mind the way I went about all this.
Well, I should be angry, but I suppose I can forgive you this time. My name is Carol.
Oh, that's great, Carol. My name is Jim. Say, I have a drink in my room. Would you care for one?
There's no need to go out for it. I think I have a bottle here someplace. Sit down and let me get it. Jim, I hate to say this, but it looks like to me you've got a big bulge right there between your legs.
Yeah, it sure looks that way, doesn't it?
Well, since we both know what you're here for, we might as well take our clothes off and get comfortable.
Okay, baby, I'm ready.
Oh, wait a minute, sweetheart. You're going too fast. I like a man to take it slow and easy with me.
Well, since you're calling the shots, just how do you want me to start?
Well, you could start by kissing and licking me on the belly. Oh, yeah. That's it, baby. Now keep on working down. That's right. Kiss my pussy. Now start licking the sides. Oh, just don't stick your tongue in and out. Get at the top of my box, right where the little man in the boat is. Oh, that's it, baby. That's it. Oh, Jim. I'm coming. I'm going to come. Oh, I'm coming all over your face.
Go ahead, baby. Oh. It didn't kill the maid.
Oh, what's that, Jim?
Nothing. No, that's just mumbling.
Oh, for God's sake, don't mumble now. Just keep on. Keep eating. Eat me, baby. Eat me, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh. I don't ever want to stop.
Don't make me stop. Don't stop now. Baby, don't stop now. Baby.
God, it's
baby.
Good.
Baby. Oh, baby. Baby.
Oh, that was wonderful. God, but look down here. I'm hard as a rock.
Oh, baby, that big cock?
Yeah.
Golly, what a big one.
Boy, is my face wet. Ooh, you've come all over my face.
Well, I'm so relieved, honey, but you're not. You want me to kiss it a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I sure would like that.
Oh, I never have done that, but I will.
It won't hurt you, darling.
Okay. No, I'd rather you screw me. I want some good Peter in me, baby. That big old cock. I need that big old cock.
All right. Here it is, darling. You're going to have to spread wider than that for this big cock.
Give it to me, baby.
Oh. You got it all the way to the hilt.
Oh, that's great, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm gonna come with you, darling.
Right now.
Yeah, baby.
You'll come now.
Oh, no, baby. There it is, Daddy. Oh, Jim. Oh.
You wipe me out.
I think we wiped each other out, Jim. And you came in here as a guest man, baby. You're not leaving as a guest man.
No.
Oh, baby.
Hell, I think I still can get up another heart.
Oh, you do?
I think so.
But if you do, you gotta eat me first.
I just ate you.
Eat me again, Jim.
I had somebody show me about a way dogs fuck. Have you ever tried it that way?
Yeah, that's great. You want to do it dog fashion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's get that big old cock up hard again, and I'll show you how to do it.
It's half hard now, darling, if you just help it just a little bit.
I'll show you how to do it dog fashion real good.
Your hand feels good. It's all wet.
Yeah, baby.
I think I'm ready if you'll turn over.
Okay.
Bring your ass up higher, darling.
All right, baby.
All right.
All right, baby.
Here it comes. God, you're tight. Jesus Christ, I'm gonna come again soon. Here it is. Now.
Carol and I had two more nights together, but then the school was over, and it was time for me to go back home. God, I really hated to leave, but after all, I was in love with Jean, and the thought of showing her all the new ways of doing it that I had learned made the parting with Carol a little easier. Man, was I ever gonna tear her ass up when I got home, and I did just that.
Jim had definitely undergone a personality change. However, this change seemed quite natural and understandable. But I was interested in what effect this change had had upon the relationship between Jim and Jean. So I asked Jean to tell her story of this change in Jim upon his return from San Francisco. We will let her tell it in her own words.
I had known Jim for about 3 months. He has always been very shy and reserved. It was almost a month before he ever made love to me. He told me that it was the first time he had ever had sex with another woman, and I believed him. After that first time, we knew we were in love, and it seemed quite natural for us to continue our sex relations. It was not an every-night affair, but we had and enjoyed sex quite often. We had never done it any other way but the straight way. That is until the first night Jim came home. I warned him so very much, too. After all, he had been gone over 2 weeks. But my God, he was undressing before he was halfway across the room. Jim, what the hell are you doing? I want you, but geez, let's work up to it.
Well, I guess I am a little eager, but you don't know how much I've missed you and how lonely it can get just staying in an old hotel room with nothing at all to do.
Well, since you put it like that, I guess we can hurry things up a bit.
Great. Let me get these clothes off.
Jim, oh, you never kissed me there before, but gee, it feels great.
Spread your legs, darling. You hadn't felt anything yet.
Oh, God. If you don't stop that licking, I think I'm going to come.
Not yet, darling. I'm not even warmed up yet. Feel this tongue going around the sides.
Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim. Oh, God. I'm coming. Oh.
Go ahead, baby.
Oh, I'm coming. Oh, yes. I'm coming. Oh, God.
How did that feel?
It's great.
While I was out there, I read a whole bunch of books, and these books had all kind of different positions in it. Would you like for me to try some of them with you?
Now, let me see. What did they say they did first?
Well, of course, there's a way, you know, we did before, but there's better ways, according to the books, that we can do it. One of them I just showed you. And I can still taste your cum in my mouth. God, it was great. But let me show you this way where you get on your knees and your hands on the bed, and I come up behind you.
Oh, on my hands and knees?
Yes.
And you could come up behind me?
I'm going to come up behind you.
Like this?
Just like that. Hold still.
I'll be careful. Oh.
There, can you feel that?
Oh, yes.
God.
Oh, not too deep.
Oh, Jesus, you feel good.
Oh.
Oh, God, do you feel good.
Oh. Oh. I'm going to come. Oh. Deeper, deeper. Don't stop. Oh, God. Don't stop now. Oh. 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 You read all this in books?
Yes. They had some dirty bookstores in San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
God, I don't even want to take it out. Oh. Jesus, it feels good. I feel like I'm still hard.
Oh, well, you've got to take it out.
Oh. Do you think you could go down on me? Do you know what that is?
Down?
Yeah. I could tell you how to do it. I lay down on my back, and you go down and you kiss all around my belly and you lick, and then you just keep getting lower and lower.
You mean you want to lay down and you want me to kiss you down there?
That's right. And you take my prick in your hands, and you run up and down, and you grip it.
I'll
and then
try.
You turn it loose, and you grip it again.
You want to try?
Yeah.
You think you'd like it?
I don't know.
According to the book, it's fantastic. Now.
You mean like this?
That's right. Try kissing it and licking my balls a little.
Wow.
Yeah, honey, just like that.
You're just as hard and bigger than I've ever seen. Hey, I like this way. You just can't keep your ass. Oh, you can't keep your ass still when you... Oh, when I stuck on the head of it.
Oh, damn, Jean. That's too much.
Oh, look, Jim.
Please lick all around the
Jim,
head.
It's coming.
Put it in your mouth and swallow it.
Oh, baby, I can't. I just can't.
Oh, God, darling, you just gotta try. Please put it in your mouth.
I can't. I just can't.
Oh, Jesus, I won't come.
Oh.
I won't come now.
Oh. Honey. Maybe if you could do it the straight way, maybe I could. I'll try.
All right.
I still.
Don't you want me to prepare you a little bit first?
Oh, honey.
You know, like I did before?
Yes. Oh. Jeez. Oh. Gosh. Honey. Oh, God, no. No, come on. I'm hot. Come on, give it to
now?
Me. Put yourself, give it to me. Put your cot on me. Okay, put that cot, put it up there. Oh, God. Oh, honey. Don't it feel good? Oh, you feel it? God. Now I think I could.
Oh, God, that feels good.
Didn't even make me sick. Oh. Oh, Jim. Oh. Oh.